This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off yet another show here. We do them 7 nights a week, which means we're here constantly taking your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. If you want to join us, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So it looks like a Bitcoiner might be running for president, Mark.
Yes.
Somebody who we've actually interviewed in the past.
Somebody who was on the, is it Amazing Ducks?
Was it the Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks.
Some kind of like child star thing. Yeah. Apparently a couple of movies back in the mid-1990s. His name is Brock Pierce.
Yep.
And he's apparently throwing his hat into the ring for the 2020 presidential race.
Well, I support him, although I have some questions.
Like, can he qualify for any ballot access?
Yes, that question.
Yeah,
that was the big question, yeah.
What other questions did you have?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, at this point, you know, 2020, any functioning adult, Biden, Trump out, Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian candidate, yes, in. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about the Green candidate.
I don't know if they've chosen one. Have they chosen one?
There's a presumptive he.
Okay.
That'll
be a change for the Greens.
Changing from Dr. Jill, whatever her name
Jill
is.
Stein.
Jill Stein. And, you know, if Brock Pierce or Kanye West manage to pull this off, well, great. Now, by the way, Kanye West does not fit into the category of functioning adult. Wait, hold up. I'm going to let you finish.
Looks like Green Party co-founder Hallie Hawkins became their presumptive nominee, but that was a couple of weeks ago, so I don't know what the status of that is. So Brock Pierce did not run for the Green Party nomination. He did not run for the Libertarian Party nomination. Of course, crypto advocate John McAfee did run for the Libertarian Party nomination. But
there was that whole gun running in the Dominican Republic thing, so that's tough.
Well, no, that wasn't his issue. His issue was he didn't show up.
I understand.
So, because he's on the run from the United States federal government, who wants to arrest him for something, I'm not real clear what. But
that's kind of what I'm talking about here. Like, he didn't show up for a reason.
Yeah, no, he's not inside the United States. I don't know if that had to do with the Dominican Republic or if it was some sort of local thing. I heard that it was the IRS that was after him for some sort of a tax thing. That's what he was saying, at least from the safety of his boat in international waters. So he wasn't there.
I do love that guy.
He wasn't there for the debate, I guess, or the final run through the Libertarian Party's nominating process. And they nominated Jo Jorgensen, who's
like a
fine choice.
Yeah.
And she really is. She's like an actual
doctor. To get the two of us to agree on a candidate at this point is pretty impressive. I mean, the Libertarians pulled it off. We haven't agreed on a candidate in years.
They just screwed it up the last three times. So this time they actually got an actual sounding Libertarian person to that particular nomination. So good for them. We actually had Joe on the show just a few days, I think, after she got nominated, and it was a great interview. You know, she described herself. When I asked her, I said, are you a Harry Brown Libertarian or a Gary Johnson Libertarian? And referencing two former presidential candidates who were in no way, shape, or form similar. And she described herself as a Harry Brown Libertarian. So you know,
seems better than a Bob Barr Libertarian.
Yeah. I think most people want to forget about that year. That was the 2008 miserable choice where the Libertarian Party nominated a former Republican and former CIA head, as I understand it, Bob Barr.
Former drug warrior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they could have picked someone worse, but anyway, here we are in 2020, where now child actor turned cryptocurrency entrepreneur Brock Pierce, who's 39 years old, announced he will be running in the 2020 presidential race as an independent candidate. This is according to People Magazine, People.com. He said in a statement, quote, I've spent my life creating great things from nothing, and I can help others do the same. Entrepreneurs are essential to the rebuilding of this nation that we love, and I'm running in this race because I know that together we can help build a pathway towards the rebirth of the America that we love so much. Didn't he move to Puerto Rico?
I believe he did.
Yeah, didn't I hear that he was one of the crypto people? Like, there's some sort of benefit to being a crypto person from
capital gains distributions. One of the Puerto Rico benefits from not only its proximity to the United States, mm-hmm. meaning it's 3 hours from Florida, but some great tax laws. Saipan likely has a better tax setup for most people, the vast majority of people. However, it is a 15-hour flight at best.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
In most cases, 24. I don't even know what's going on over there now. Saipan being the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, that is a U.S. territory. They have a representative. They cannot vote for president, nor do they have senators.
There's a lot more people in Puerto Rico, so if you want to have an impact in a place, Saipan seems to be the way to go.
Sure,
on that one.
As long as you don't want to run for office, because you're not going to win.
No, you got to be a native to do that.
Basically, that's the bias, is that you've got to be a native.
Or so at the very least, a similar bias in Puerto Rico, or no?
I suspect if you're going to go to either one of these places, change your last name to something Hispanic.
Okay.
And then, who knows?
Pérez. Rodriguez.
You might, not the first
Juan
name.
Rodriguez.
No, you'd want to go Henry Rodriguez.
Oh, something American-sounding first name?
Yeah.
It's an island thing, huh?
That island.
Yeah.
I don't promise you anything about any other islands.
Unlike Democratic and Republican candidates, in order to get on the ballot, independent candidates face different requirements in all 50 states, including filing deadlines and signature requirements. Some states may also allow candidates to pay a filing fee in order to get on the ballot. Now, this is something the libertarians are grappling with as we speak. I actually just called my former attorney this week, John Meyer, who took the freedom of speech case with the Robin Hooders here in Keene, New Hampshire, that were sued by the town government for filling people's parking meters. He took that on a free speech basis and pro bono, and great attorneys, one of the premier free speech attorneys up here in New Hampshire. Turns out he's taken the case of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. I did not realize that was happening. I just happened to get him on the phone this week for another reason, and he told me he was in the midst of working on the Libertarians' case because they are having to sue the state government over the ballot access requirements, which require thousands of signatures to be gathered between.
And people aren't allowed out at the same time. So the normal rules that the states have, as draconian, as specious, as frankly immoral as they are,
unfair.
Are now a hurdle that is
now
far too high.
Now it's 10 times more difficult. I mean, it was already difficult. Now it's maybe more than 10 times more difficult now to get out there and actually talk to people in the streets to get their signature on one of these things. It's going to be nigh impossible.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there like me that only want to vote for somebody who has a statistical chance of winning. And, you know, that's just my preference.
Mm-hmm. And when you say statistical chance, you mean qualified on enough presidential ballots across the United States to actually be able to theoretically win. You don't mean that they actually have a chance of winning.
Right. I think that, if they were in enough states that they had enough electoral college votes.
Yeah, like 36 states or something like that.
The right 36 states.
Yeah.
And if they managed to do that, then okay. They got I'll consider them as a vote.
And most of the time, the libertarians have done that. In our lifetime, I believe every year. There have been a few years in the last 20 where they haven't gotten all 50, where they've gotten like 49 or 48 or something close to that. But they've always been qualified, and in some cases, on all 50 state ballots.
Right, and I don't, when it comes to the libertarians, it's not like I vote all the way down the up and down the ballot for the libertarians or anything like that. I'm not that kind
of
voter.
Most of the time you can't. There aren't that many candidates.
But I have voted up and down the ballot for them, and if the candidate, when it comes to president, I understand statistically my vote is inconsequential. Your vote is inconsequential. I'm in a state that actually matters, a swing state, and I'm at like 1 in 10 million. I got a better chance of winning the lottery here than I do of my vote mattering in a presidential election. So what I say to people, especially people who aren't in a swing state, but by the way, if you're in a swing state, this still holds true for you, is who cares if your candidate can win? Because you should vote your heart.
Yeah.
You should vote for whomever you want to vote
because
for.
Because your vote doesn't really matter in the scheme of things, but if you're voting for somebody that at least you agree with on most things or more things than the other candidates, then at least you don't feel as filthy. You know, because then otherwise you'd vote for one of these awful
two. I voted for Gary Johnson in the last election. Mm-hmm. He didn't win. I can now talk as much S as I want to talk about either one of the other two candidates.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us here on the radio. What do you want to talk about? The difficulties libertarians and others are facing in getting on the ballot, or whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a crazy court decision about the Native Americans.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of a...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here if you want to join us. You can. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the difficulties that third parties face, and also independent candidates like Brock Pierce, who is a Bitcoiner, and child actor, who is no longer a child, but he's 39, who's running for president, he says.
I really don't like the idea that people running for president might be younger than me.
Well, the minimum age, I believe, is 35 years old, Mark.
That's right, and I'm 49, yeah.
Yeah.
What doesn't happen?
Are you not qualified, or just...
No, I just don't like the idea.
You're just ageist.
No, I just don't like the idea that somebody...
It comes from ageism, right?
No. It's completely based on me, has nothing to do with him. It's just his age we're talking about.
Sounds like ageism to me.
All right, whatever.
You're better because you're older.
I didn't claim that at all.
No?
No, that's not what my claim is. I'm uncomfortable with the notion that somebody is younger than me might be running for president. It's kind of like that same thing that happened, you know, at some point or another, you were looking at Playboy magazines.
Yeah, I remember that. God, it's
and then
a
they got
time.
Younger than you as what, opposed to
Playboy?
Older.
Wait, the Playboy girls, you mean?
Yes, the Playboy girls were older than you
at
some point, and then they were younger than you at some point. There was
I don't think I've seen a Playboy magazine since that time. I mean, I think the last time I looked at a Playboy magazine would have been in some form of government school, I think. I don't think I've looked at them as...
couldn't tell you how long it's been for me.
As an adult. At least I don't recall that. So, anyway, if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. It's a tool for the Liberty community out there. If you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force, then you should be at Liberty.menu, where you can list the things that you do there, like your business or digital content you're the creator of, or maybe an event. Maybe, if there's an event out there that's happening, you could list it there.
Wait, we still do events?
At Liberty.menu, yeah. Liberty.menu has that. So head on over there. Use code FTL. Get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. So Brock Pierce looking at running or saying he's running for president. Now, what drives a man to make a decision like this? You had suggested off the air, Mark, that it was a publicity stunt.
When was that?
Off the air.
When?
I don't know. Today? Yesterday?
I don't recall said that at all.
No?
But I will say that I'm not a... Yes, he's gotten publicity from it, so stunt successful.
Yeah, he's in People magazine.
If you want me to assess that statement, that is not my statement. I do not claim that statement.
Maybe that wasn't you that said that, but I'm pretty sure I was only talking to you about it. But go ahead.
I don't recall having talked to you about it. The what would drive a man? I would say it could be frustration. It could be the desire to sort of, you know, hold the banner for cryptocurrency and be able to talk about it, so it could be an issue candidate.
Could be.
Presumably,
he's fairly wealthy.
He's probably pretty wealthy. He doesn't. He could afford to do the job without too much of a loss. Sure.
Can he afford the attorneys that it's going to take to try to get on all these different state ballots and try to navigate this morass, this labyrinth of various different regulations, because each state has different rules. Some states, like Oklahoma, are notoriously difficult compared to others where it's just difficult. Usually it ranges from difficult to very difficult as far as the requirements that are completely arbitrary and put in front of these third parties.
Here's what I would ask, ladies and gentlemen. I would ask you, what should the criteria be for somebody getting on a ballot in a given state? Now, I'm not saying you don't need to look it up. You don't need to do some legal research, because none of that matters. This is a moral question. Do the American people deserve to have a few choices as opposed to just, you know, crooked old pervert one or crooked old pervert two? And if we deserve to have those choices, now maybe you won't vote for them. But that doesn't matter. You certainly couldn't be so much of a partisan that you're like, keep those guys on the ballot that it might take away votes from this person or that person. I mean, because that's a pretty evil thing to do to your neighbor, right? To take away their choices because you don't like the idea that they might choose someone else.
There are those people out there. I mean, I've run across them when I've done petition drives. I've helped gather petitions over the years for various different candidates, and frequently people will simply refuse. Because your first challenge, you got to find people qualified to sign in the first place.
Those like people that believe that can choke on a foot-long hot dog, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, they won't sign your petitions. They won't help. And they don't, you know, to me, it's like, I don't care. I'll sign a petition for somebody, even if I don't agree with what they're saying necessarily.
Well, if they're trying to do something to regulate people further, mm-hmm. I will not sign their petition. If you're asking to put somebody on the ballot.
That's what I mean.
Sure. I'll go ahead and sign your petition just to get you on the ballot. That doesn't mean I'll vote for you, but I think that I think that the people on the ballot should have the option.
Although I think, if I recall correctly, even here in New Hampshire, I think you can only sign like one petition per, I don't know if it's per race or what. I think there's like actually a restriction. Like you can't just go around signing all the petitions.
God knows you can't sign more than one petition to get more than one person on the ballot. So, what do you think?
What should
be the criteria be? Do you think that just anybody who sends their name in?
Well, I don't think we should have a government.
I understand. But did you think that somehow that wish of yours is going to come true by November?
I don't know. Maybe I'll wake up in a different dimension tomorrow. I have no idea.
If you believe it's going to come true, you've already woken up in a different dimension. So
I don't know, Mark. I mean, it's all arbitrary. I mean, all the states have different rules. I don't even know what the requirements are here in New Hampshire. I couldn't even tell you.
I think the requirements should be the same for every party that was previously on the ballot and should be achievable for anybody who wants to be on the ballot. I'd like to know somebody did some work or paid some money or put some kind of evidence of effort behind getting on the ballot as opposed to just sort of filling out a piece of paper and sending their name in.
Okay, so you don't want them just paying money, because that is basically just filling out a piece of paper and sending your
name in. For some people it is, but very few of them. I mean, right? In New Hampshire, we usually only have 6 or 7 people run for president because it costs $1,000 to participate in the New Hampshire primary.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's if you're running as a Republican or Democrat.
Okay.
So if you're talking about qualifying for ballot access as a third party or an independent, as Brock Pierce is doing, it's going to be a whole different ball of wax.
Right, but I'm talking about the primary, which is Republicans and Democrats. Very rarely do the Libertarians, are they involved in that?
That's because there's not a Libertarian primary that's run by the state. The Libertarians run their own primary.
There was one run here a couple of years ago.
Not for president. The Libertarians choose their own presidential pick in their own private convention. There was a Libertarian primary in, maybe it was the governor election? Yeah, I think it might have been governor.
And, this is just me trying to compromise a little bit. I think that if the choice was make it nearly impossible for a minor party candidate to get on the ballot or to make it extraordinarily easy. I mean, if you're given this Hobson's choice that, it's just a piece of paper, then I'm going to go ahead and go for the extraordinarily easy because that fits the intent.
A Hobson's choice.
It's not? Two crappy choices isn't a Hobson's choice?
You looked at one choice.
Check that out for me. Because I don't think the founders intended to keep people off the ballot. I don't think their goal was to give the voters the least amount of choices as possible. So two choices to me is an immoral number. Three is only marginally better. I think we should have 5 or 6 or 7 choices for president.
855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone as he signs a new executive order aimed at promoting Hispanic prosperity.
As long as I'm president, I will never let your charter schools be taken away from you, be taken down. I will never let you down. I will never let Hispanic American or any American down. That I can tell you.
Atlanta Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is blasting Republican Governor Brian Kemp for opening up the state of Georgia too early amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The governor is not doing enough for our state, and his leadership has been irresponsible. We opened up very quickly. We are now seeing the results of that.
There are 134,000 confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States, with 2.2% of those taking place in Georgia. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday expressed indifference about mobs tearing down statues of historical figures across the country. Pelosi was specifically asked about a statue of Christopher Columbus in her home city of Baltimore being dragged down by vandals and thrown into the harbor.
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes it's something that's been there, that view has been there for a while.
Two of the nation's biggest airlines are suspending flights to Hong Kong because of the city's mandatory coronavirus testing rules. Bloomberg is reporting United and American have stopped flights to Hong Kong, where crew members face fines and possibly prison if they refuse to give deep throat saliva specimens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or U.S. dollars that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Mark, you were correct about Hobson's choice. It is, according to Merriam-Webster, an apparently free choice when there is no real alternative. And another definition is the necessity of accepting one of two or more equally objectionable alternatives. So if you consider Biden and Trump to be equally objectionable, then and you believe there are no other options, then you are being given a Hobson's choice in that particular case. In this case, in reality, there are other options. Thankfully, the Libertarian Party.
We don't know yet that there are other options.
Well, okay, true. There are many states
where you cannot even, like, you can try to write somebody in, but write-ins are just tossed.
Sure. I would expect the Libertarian Party to succeed generally this year, despite the difficult road that it's going to be. They do have a fair number of supporters. They are a very large, as far as third parties go, probably the largest, if not the fourth largest third party. I don't know what the current membership numbers are for either the Libertarian Party or the Green Party, but both of them did very well in the last election, so I suspect they've retained some of that momentum. They will have the money to throw at this problem to some extent. So I expect that that will solve the ballot access problems they're having. They may lose a few states, but ultimately I'm going to predict they're going to have enough states to theoretically win the election. I think that they're going to do it because their initial results in the lawsuits that they have filed have been successful. So, in some states they may not be a success. They may have to appeal up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it may be a bunch of last-minute legal wrangling. But I'm still fairly optimistic in this circumstance with the whole COVID thing. They're going to be able to use that, I think, to actually make it easier to get on the ballot in many of these states.
Well, I like your moxie.
Yeah. We'll find out over time. I'm sure we'll have Daryl Perry or somebody on, maybe Joe Jorgensen from the national level again. She's their presidential candidate. She's been on with us once already, so no reason why we can't have her back to give us an update on the ballot access status.
Sure.
So we go to your phone calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. Go ahead.
Hey, David.
Okay. This is my question. I was listening to one of the shows at Forkfest.
Yeah.
It was the Forkfest. And y'all were talking about libertarianism and animals and how the non-aggression principle doesn't apply to animals because they can't consent or something. Do I have that?
So you're referring to my opinion. There were some pretty distinct opinions on the show that particular day. We had Taryn Lupo on with us, who is a vegan now and has gone. And that was what brought the conversation up was Arias swatted I don't know if it was a hornet or something that looked pretty nasty that was in our remote studio there. And that started a conversation about, the taking of animal life and that sort of thing. And my position on animal so-called rights is that animals should be treated humanely if possible. However, I don't believe that they have rights. I don't believe they have human rights because rights are an agreement between people, and it's a good idea. It's a good agreement. It's one, the idea of human rights is a concept.
Could people agree that animals should have rights then?
They certainly could, but they don't. And people don't even agree generally on what rights humans have. But generally, most people do agree on some basic human rights concepts, and that is helpful to humans to be able to get along with one another and be as productive as possible and not, murdering each other out in the streets. So rights have been a generally good idea, but the idea behind them is that most humans have the ability to understand and reciprocate those rights, meaning to also respect the rights in return. And animals do not do that because they can't have we don't have the communications ability to communicate the concept of rights to them, even if they could understand it. But beyond that, many animals will kill you if they get the chance. So they don't believe in rights.
I would deviate from Ian's point, and I would say that animals, I get the complications around animal rights. I am willing to agree to a baseline set of rights for animals that basically includes them not being made to suffer intentionally at the hands of a human.
Define suffering, because some people would say keeping an animal inside a house against its will would make it suffer.
For some animals, that would be suffering. Mm-hmm. Like, there's absolutely animals that they would be suffering. But that animal must then take its take responsibility for its life and attempt to procure food, mm-hmm. not be killed. I mean, you're rummaging.
Some animals will do it if they get the chance. They're getting out. They're never coming back.
Then
can I interject something?
Yep, please.
Sure.
I was going to say, the reason we give we can say that animals don't have rights is because the survival of the fittest has put us at the very top, and the survival of the fittest means we can kill and we can do the most violence, correct?
For the most part, I mean, that could be upended by
by
an alien, you know, species coming to Earth, and then they're at the top of the food chain. And if you've ever been alone with an alligator in the swamp without a gun on you, then you may have second thoughts that you're actually on top of the food chain in that particular case.
I've killed more than one gator with just a knife.
Have you really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Catch him with a hook.
Wow.
A big hook with some chicken meat on it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Or one of those little lizards that run around Florida. Either one of those is fine. The lizards will move, which is nice. And the gator will get it and then get caught, right?
Yeah.
You then reel it in. I mean, you're not using fishing line, you know, clear fishing line here. You're using the toughest stuff you got.
Uh-huh.
You reel it in, and then, you know, the gator's just worried about the hook in his mouth. You get around behind him, jump down on him.
Slice him up.
Grab around his mouth, and then just, you know, cut it around the neck.
Badass, man.
Wow.
Good luck doing that without your tools.
Wow.
Which tools are you referring to? Oh, the human?
The hook and the rope.
Yeah, well.
Mark.
Yeah, what else that?
Thanks, David. Anything else you want to share?
He's not thanking you. He's thanking me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
When were you wrestling gators?
In prison.
Yeah, were you telling me about that once? They sent the prisoners out to, like, clean up some loose gators? What happened there? What was going on?
This was at the nursery.
A plant nursery?
Yeah, plant nursery. Okay. Right, they don't have the convicts taking care of kids, you're right.
Or gator nursery. It could have been a gator nursery.
That's supposed is true, too. At Avon Park, Florida, work camp, I went out, and we go out during the day, and as long as you did your work, you could basically roam free. The guy who ran the place had a sort of leg issue, couldn't really walk very well. And so we could go anywhere we want as long as we were back at the right times. We had watches. And so we would, get the gators in the right situation, hook them up. And then we'd take them off out into the woods. And the mosquitoes were so bad, we'd have to be covered from head to toe. And then we'd cook them up out there, season them with wild oranges, which are pretty sour, but it's kind of like using, like a chicken piccata, right? And it's like
gator piccata?
Yeah, gator piccata, right? So we'd make it out there, we'd put them in coals, we'd come back after lunch, and then we'd, have our gator.
Damn.
And we did that with sunfish or bream.
Crazy.
People do the same, call them different things.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Man, I haven't had gator since I was probably an early teenager.
It's really a subsistence food. It's not the greatest.
It tasted like chicken. I thought it was good.
Yeah, but it's chewy chicken.
Yeah,
I mean, have regular chicken if you're going to have it.
But I thought it was good. 855-450-FREE, and gator piccata would be even better. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us there's been a Supreme Court case about Native American territory and possibly expanding it. I don't know the details. We're going to get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts also. Welcome. Sounds interesting. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or call us on our Discord call-in lines. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can hop into any one of those lines. We will put you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And thank you, by the way, going out to Eshredo, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Eshredo contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. You can help us get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, and I wish there were other shows that were like this, but they aren't. So we're the only ones that are in this position doing liberty-oriented talk every single night of the week, 7 nights a week. So if you want to help us out, please do like Eshredo did. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the AMP program. You get some cool benefits for doing that, and we really appreciate it. And you can sign up with a credit card, with debit card, with PayPal, with Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. So one more Bitcoin-related story, because I happen to have this one. This caught my eye yesterday, and I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. And what I'm referring to is, apparently, for the first time ever, the USDC, which is a what's called a stable coin in the world of cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
So it is a...
It stands for U.S. dollar... what, coin?
C stands for center, I believe, which is the owner of this particular stable coin.
Okay.
So for listeners who aren't familiar, you probably have heard of Bitcoin. Okay, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It was the first one of its kind, but since then there have been a bunch of other ones. And the number two cryptocurrency in the world right now is called Ethereum. And Ethereum is more of like a programming platform than it is just a cryptocurrency. So there's other things that can be done with this platform, including the issuance of what are called tokens. And you can have these tokens for anything.
Right.
Mark, you could go and issue your own Mark coin if you if you wanted to. You could say, I want to issue a billion Mark coin, and poof, there they are. Now, they're not going to be worth anything right out the gate, but if you can make them worth something by whatever promises you're going to make or offers you know that you have, maybe the market would value them at something.
Yep. Anybody can turn in a Mark coin at any point. I'll call them up on the phone and tell them a joke.
There you go. So you can do anything you want with that. And one of the things that people have done with these tokens is they've created tokens that are the equivalent of a U.S. dollar or a Japanese yen or whatever it is they use over there. So
these are especially useful for exchanges where people can go in and out of dollars relatively quickly and easily.
Correct. And they're not actually real dollars, so they don't count the same way towards like taxes in the U.S. So if on an exchange in the United States, you take your Bitcoin that you have and you sell it for dollars and then you take those dollars into your bank account, that's a taxable event according to the U.S. government, as I understand it. I'm not a tax expert, not an accountant, but that's my understanding. And so you'll get a 1099 based on the amount of dollars that you've turned your Bitcoin into. Okay, But if you turn your Bitcoin into USDC, or USDT, or one of these other competing stablecoins, because there's a bunch of them. There's several at least, probably a dozen, just for the dollar. If you turn them into a stablecoin, well, you're just converting one cryptocurrency into another cryptocurrency token in this case.
I'm not sure that works in the U.S., but I'll bet you that works in some countries.
Okay. Well, it's my understanding that you don't get taxed on that, but maybe you do, Mark. I, like I said, I'm not trying to give tax advice here. I'm not sure. It's my understanding that you wouldn't, simply because it's just one crypto to another crypto.
How about this? How about we agree that the orders that have been issued by the United States government surrounding cryptocurrency have been confusing at best and perhaps maliciously misleading at worst?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Okay. Well, one thing is for sure, these companies that are issuing these stable coins, like the USDC, many of them are located in the United States, and I believe this particular one is this.
But it would make sense that that it would somehow benefit U.S. citizens.
So what they're – well, no, it benefits the U.S. government, not U.S. citizens. So what I'm going to tell you about here, the news about one of these things, this USDC, is they have frozen an account.
Ruh-roh.
So one of the reasons why people get into cryptocurrency is because they believe that they have the keys to their crypto. I mean, and we say this a lot, right? Like, if you don't have your keys to your crypto wallet, you do not have control over the wallet.
It's not yours.
Well, turns out when it comes to some of these Ethereum smart contract stable coins, even though you have your private keys to your wallet, there's a rule in the smart contract.
Yeah.
So the smart contract is code that somebody wrote that allows the issuance of these stable coins on the Ethereum blockchain. And turns out one of the things they wrote into that smart contract code was the ability for them centrally from their head offices to say, oh, we're just going to go ahead and freeze that address. We're going to make it so your address is persona non grata, basically. You still have the $100,000, in this case, USDC, or $100,000 worth of the stablecoin in this address. So the coins are there, but we're just going to go ahead and say, frozen. You can't send from that address ever again.
Well, okay, so let's talk about what ownership is. Ownership is, you know, a word that we use that is largely described as having control of, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can claim to own something that you don't have control of, but at that point, you really just have a claim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you have control of something, you own it, and if you don't have control of it, you don't.
That's right.
So when they freeze your account, although you can say, and that's fair, like, you've got a claim to it. That's my account with my money in it. Give me my money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have control of it, so therefore it isn't really yours.
Well, that's what I'm trying to point out here, Mark, yes. is that even though you have the keys to your stablecoin wallet, they can still freeze your account because it's part of the rules of the contract that, of course, you never read, right? Like, you just bought some stablecoins. They went into your wallet. You thought that you had control over those sure. stablecoins. And then somebody from law enforcement calls up this company calling itself Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, all in capital letters, and they say, we want you to freeze this address. We're law enforcement. We say do this. And then they did it. And we don't know exactly all the details as to what is being alleged about this address in particular.
Does it really matter? This is instructive. It doesn't matter if these people are Muslim terrorists moving uranium from one location to another to make a bomb. I'm not going to claim that the government was wrong in freezing their account. I don't know. But I am saying that
this could happen to you.
This isn't what the idea behind cryptocurrency was.
No.
Cryptocurrency is supposed to be powered by mathematics and basically be unconfiscatable.
Yeah, that's what the idea was.
And although this hasn't been confiscated, your account's been frozen.
Effectively been confiscated, meaning that, and they probably could confiscate it. It wouldn't surprise me if they had the ability to, reach in there and just pull things out. Now, that would require them to have the private keys, so they probably can't. So what they've effectively done here is they've put this on a blacklist. That's essentially whenever somebody tries to send from this wallet, the contract will check the blacklist first and then say, nope, this wallet's on the blacklist. Denied. Declined. You can't
move. Now, if this is real organized crime, the chances are pretty good that they're going to look up the names of the people that work at Center. Mm-hmm. They're going to find some, a couple of people that they think are good targets. Mm. They're going to go there and they're mm-hmm. going to get those people to. If this is how much money is this?
$100,000.
This may not be worth it for that kind of that mm-hmm. kind of money, but maybe it is. And they're going to go there. They're going to tell those people, hey, you're going to go there and you're going to take care of it. They're going to hold whatever they need to hold over their head. Mm-hmm. And it may not be pretty. They may be doing some babysitting that night, for instance. Mm. Right? And that person's going to go unlock the account for the briefest period of time. Mm-hmm. And they're going to move their money out. Mm-hmm. And then they'll lock it back up and get or just leave it alone and just walk out or whatever the heck happens. Mm. Right? And
that could happen.
What if you're under duress in that circumstance, you're not going to be arrested.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, they did law enforcement a favor or whatever. I don't know if it was a court order. Presumably it was. But they got this.
Well, law enforcement doesn't give a damn if you die in their service. We've got story after story after story after story after story where they just don't mind that you die while they go ahead and, prosecute their drug war or whatever.
So the appropriate thing to take away from this is that if you thought your stablecoins were safe, they are not. That I did a quick, bit of research on this, and there was an article over at BitcoinTalk.org claiming that all the major stablecoins have this ability that are on the Ethereum network. So whether it's the Tether or USDC or whatever, the only one that he said doesn't have this is DAI, D-A-I, which is sort of like a decentralized stablecoin, which is an interesting concept on its own. More coming up. We'll talk about Native Americans coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do, has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extended.